How important is your first cup of coffee of the day? Mine is crucial. I didn't have one at home yesterday, and it completely threw me off my game. So imagine what a rough day it's been for Canadians. They woke up to the news that their favorite coffee chain, Tim Hortons, was bought by Burger King. They paid $11 billion for the coffee and donut chain, making Burger King now the world's third biggest fast food chain. Tim Hortons is as Canadian as Mounties and hockey. In fact, it's come to represent the true nature of the country.
Give me two coffees.
$3.50, please. Hey, what'd you think of the game last night?
What game?
The Leafs beat Edmonton?
Yes, I missed it.
Oh, sorry, you're American. Here's your change.
I'm not American.
American money? Didn't watch the Leafs game? No, please or thank you for the coffee. You sure don't seem like a Canadian.
Yeah, just for the record, you'll get please and thank you for me. Thank you very much. A scene there from the CBS comedy How I Met Your Mother, set in a Tim Hortons, that scene. Katya Dmitrieva is a Toronto-based reporter for Bloomberg News. So what is the big deal about Tim Hortons? Why is this such a sea change up there?
Well, thank you very much for having me on the show. And you can tell I'm Canadian just from that. It's massive because this is your daily cup of coffee. You go in the morning, you get your medium double-double or double cream, double sugar. For a lot of people, thinking that it's going to be going into American hands and whether that'll change the image of the company or, God forbid, change the kind of coffee they're drinking. That's what people are talking about.
So you spent some time in a food court speaking with people about the deal. What are Canadians saying?
Well, Canadians are very concerned. There were a few people I spoke with who didn't even want to go on the record because they were so vehemently opposed to an American company buying out this icon as they see it. There were two women I spoke with in particular who, one of them has been drinking the same coffee for four decades, and she goes there every day and she has her cup of coffee. The idea that that may change or that an American company may come in and shake things up and look for ways to cut costs, whether it's changing the image, changing the staffing, changing the blend, it's got people really riled up. Tim Hortons has been around since the 60s. He's a hockey player and it started as one location that served donuts and coffee. And now it's expanded to thousands of stores worldwide, most of them in Canada. It's grown with the country. That's another thing that people mentioned is this company is always adapting, right? So if people are writing in a lot and saying, you know, we want our panini sandwich or we want chili or we want something else, you know, the company is always adapting to that is what I heard.
So the reaction in Canada, would you say it's more about kind of fear of change and this and these Tim Horton loyalists who don't want their coffee to taste any different than it does today? Or is it a reaction that's kind of a patriotic reaction against Americans coming in and taking over?
It is patriotism for sure. This is one of the last remaining brands that we have that are Canadian. And I think people are feeling really riled up by that, especially folks who have grown up with this brand all their lives. You go to a small town in Canada, whether it's in Ontario, British Columbia, any province, and that's where you have, I think, the most loyal people. You have truckers, they're going through the drive-thru at Tim Hortons. You see construction workers in Toronto on their break eating sandwiches and drinking a coffee or an ice cap in the summer. This is an institution. So a lot of it is, you know, this is Canadian, this is ours, hands off. The other side of it is also, you know, why is because we love the brand and we love the coffee and we love the food and we love the service and we do not want that to change.
Katya Dmitrieva, a Toronto-based reporter with Bloomberg News. She's been writing about the purchase of Canadian coffee chain Tim Hortons by Burger King. Katya, keep hope alive.
Thanks a lot, eh?
Well, maple syrup and snow is what they export. They treat curling just like it's a real sport.